This is a scene from the highest-grossing film of the year so far.
I, Zuri, son of Badu, give to you, Prince T'Challa, the Black Panther.
But could Black Panther also become an Oscar winner? Yesterday, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced some major changes to next year's Academy Awards ceremony, including a new category, Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. Joining us now is John Horn, host of the KPCC show The Frame. He's in Pasadena. Hi, John.
Hello there.
And let's talk about this new category. It sounds like a response to the criticism that Best Picture winners are often films that don't draw in big crowds. I'm thinking about things like Moonlight or The Hurt Locker.
Yes, and the Academy Awards are not awards for blockbusters. They are awards for excellence in cinema. So you take that idea and expand it to, say, restaurant dining. By that standard, Michelin stars would go to Chipotle or Olive Garden because they're popular, not the best restaurants like, say, the French Laundry out here or Masa in New York City. So, first of all, they're about excellence. They're not about box office numbers. And second, if you look at even some recent history, there are a lot of films that are incredibly popular that do win Oscars. They may not win the big prize for Best Picture. Then this year's ceremony, Get Out, which grossed $176 million, right, won an original screenplay Oscar. It was also nominated for Best Director for Jordan Peele. And Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk, which almost made it to $200 million, won three Oscars. And Nolan was nominated for Best Director. So it isn't that there's a bias against popular movies, but that sometimes popular movies aren't as good as the Best Picture Oscar winners.
But I saw Black Panther, and I feel like Black Panther could have been a nominee, at least for Best Picture, even without being considered in the popular category.
Well, and that's the big issue. Could have been a nominee. Will it change now? And I think there's some recent history in the Academy that really kind of shows where this could go off the rails. And that is, in 2001, the Academy added a new Oscar for feature animated film. And what that meant is that animated films had their own category. But what it also meant is that some of the year's best films, I'm thinking of Inside Out from 2015, on any objective standard, one of the best films of the year was not nominated for Best Picture because it was shoehorned into the animated feature category. So the question is, does that happen to films like Black Panther? Does it get shoehorned out of the Best Picture race into the best popular film category if indeed that is what happens? So I think that's the potential problem, is that it becomes kind of a ghettoized category.
So the Oscars last year, lowest rating ever, down 20% from the previous year. And the other change that was announced yesterday is they want to keep the ceremony to 3 hours. So tell us about that part of it.
Well, listen, the Oscars are a long ceremony, but for a lot of people who care about movies, including me, it doesn't feel that long. I mean, it's like once a year. So they're going to try to trim it down. The other thing they're going to try to do is move it up in the calendar year, that the Oscar season really starts later this month with the Venice, Toronto, and Telluride film festivals that go into September. It is an epic length award season. So by moving it up in the calendar to February in the years ahead, it might help. They're also going to not broadcast some technical awards like sound, and that's going to be a problem too for that sound branch. So yes, the ratings are slipping. How much of that is tied to the films that are being nominated? It's hard to say, but I think the backlash against this announcement has been really, really strong, and I really wonder if the Academy is going to follow through on it.
Well, we keep this segment to 4 minutes, so I will say goodbye to John Horn of KPCC. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.